We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. I pray that you are already making plans to be in the house of the Lord this weekend, wherever you choose to worship. I know that this broadcast goes quite a way south and then on up into the north. But if you do not have a church home and would like to come and be a part of our worship service at Merit Assembly of God, we meet at 10:30 Sunday morning. Plenty of seats available, and we're just two blocks north of 520, two blocks west of Courtney Parkway, in the Merritt Park Place area of Merritt Island. It's one of the older portions of Merritt Island, and used to be a residential neighborhood. Now it's primarily businesses. So if you know where 520 and Courtney meet, we're about two blocks to the northwest from that intersection, two and a half. So anyway, thank you for tuning in. Tonight we have our Single Moms Night Out. If you are interested, if you're a single mom, and would like to have a little bit of time to catch your breath, we have that ministry available to you. All we ask is that you would call us at 454-4263. Again, that number is 454-4263. Call us and let us know that you will be bringing your kids. We want to make sure that we have more than adequate staffing on hand for that. Thanks to Stephanie Booth for heading up that ministry. She is our Women of Worth director, and is doing a phenomenal job. Our ladies back in October had their state women's retreat, women's conference, and our ladies actually received third place in out of 350 some churches, I believe it was, for supporting women's ministries in 2013. Women, y'all, ladies, you all are important to God. God has created you, gifted you, equipped you, and placed you for such a time as this to make a difference for his kingdom. And so just one more shout out to Stephanie Booth. We had our chili cook-off here a couple of weeks ago. She was on vacation right after that. We had that chili cook-off, and then she, boom, left town. She went out to visit family. And so she was gone. So now that she's back in town, I'd like to send congratulations out to her and thanks to everybody who participated. We actually had eight different chilies. It was my first ever attempt at making chili, and Stephanie's came in first place. Mine came in second place, and it was an anonymous thing that nobody knew whose chili was whom. It was a blind taste test, and so thanks also to the congregation at Merritt Assembly. Got a lot of them ate a lot of different varieties of chili, and we had 24, I think, that stuck around and participated in that, and it was a lot of fun. I didn't realize how much fun people were going to have with that when we started with it, but they did have a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll be able to see you this Sunday, 10:30, or Sunday night at 6:30. This coming Sunday, you've heard me talk about a number of the projects that we have going on. We have our Thanksgiving outreach. We will be going out and knocking on doors tomorrow to let people know that we are going to be back on the 22nd, bringing Thanksgiving, everything from the turkey to the pumpkin pie. Then we will be back out on the 22nd delivering those. So we've got that outreach that's going on. And then, goodness, this last Sunday we had our Fire Bible Project, and that is a project where we send study Bibles to pastors across the world in their native tongue. I actually have a Fire Bible. It's in Chinese that you know, if I tried to open that and read it, the only way I would be able to do that is if I had an English one sitting right beside me, and then I might be able to make a little bit of sense out of it. But it's written in a language that I do not read, do not understand. And so that Bible literally does me no good. And a lot of times that's the way that a Bible, an English Bible, is in other lands. And so this last week we had a special offering to put Bibles in the hands of people in various different countries around the globe. And so if you ever watch a video of people receiving their first Bible, they've fallen in love with Jesus, given their heart to Jesus, and they've just been given their first Bible, it will melt your heart, because here in America, we take the Word of God so much for granted that we just really fail to appreciate how deeply in love with it the other parts of the world are. And then, as always, we do have the opportunity, if you wanted to partner with us with the Refresh Radio broadcast. This is a faith ministry that we step out in faith. We've been on the air for almost 13 months now, and God has continued to keep us functioning. But I would tell you that there is a financial need there in that area, and if God lays it upon your heart, we would love for you to partner with us and be a regular sponsor. Today I'm going to be looking at some of the names of God that are recorded in the Bible. We tend to not really look at the meaning of names as much as some other cultures do. And this passage, or you know, this little Bible study that we've been doing, all started in the Lord's Prayer, where it says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 9, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy is your name." And so this is what I was talking about on an earlier broadcast this week, that it's a resource that I would make available to you if you are interested in knowing some of the scripture references and some of the names that God uses to reveal his nature and character to people so that they understand who he is. And so we've already looked at one of the titles, and that is Father. You know, he is our Heavenly Father. Just some of these other names, there's actually two different aspects to this study. One is names that are in the Word of God that it is coupled with God. And the first one is Jehovah, or Yahweh, and it means the self-existent or eternal one. And God reveals himself in that manner in Exodus chapter 16 and verse number 25. God is God all by himself. He didn't need anybody to create him. He is God all by himself. He is the self-existent one. He is self-sufficient. He is the eternal God, and we should be worshiping him. He is, by the way, this list is not a completely exhaustive list. There are other names. I have a study book in our church's library from a study that we did a long time ago. It's called Experiencing God. I believe it's by Henry Blackaby. And it's got several pages with very small print of titles that are referring to the Father, titles that are referring to God the Son, Jesus, and titles that refer to God the Holy Spirit. And there's a much larger list than what I'm going to be able to share here, but this is just a very helpful study that would be able to be of benefit to you with the struggles that we deal with in life. And in Exodus chapter 16, there was an interesting question. It says, let's begin reading at verse number 17. "Then the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less. When they measured it by omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who had gathered little had no lack. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. And Moses said, 'Let no one leave any of it till morning.' Notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms, and it stank." Now, you know, you could kind of understand the the human reasoning behind that. If you were out in the middle of the wilderness and God was providing you a supernatural food resource, and all of a sudden you went from a condition where you didn't know where your next meal was coming from to now the ground is literally covered with this bread from heaven, you could understand why some people might be tempted to gather more than what they needed. Hold over until tomorrow. That way, at least I get to eat tomorrow if there's nothing out there. But God was bringing them to that place where they would know whether or not they would listen to God. So, and it says, and Moses was angry with them. That's in verse number 20. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted. And so it was on the sixth day that they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each one, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today, and boil what you will boil, and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept until morning. So they laid it up till morning as Moses commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there any worms in it. Then Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none. So there in verse number 24 and 25, God reveals himself as Jehovah, the self-existent one, the eternal one, and he is Lord. He is Lord. And so if the Lord is holy, you know, some people say, well, who is God to tell me how to live my life? Well, he's our creator. He's the one who breathed into us the breath of life. He is our redeemer. He paid the price for our sins to be forgiven. The scripture says that we are bought with a price. We are not our own. And so it is a fairly reasonable assumption to believe that when God gives us an instruction, that he's not just on a power trip. He's not just saying, you know what, I'm the one in charge here, and you've got to do what I'm saying. What he is trying to get across to people is, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. I know what the past looks like. I know what the future looks like. If you will follow my instructions, you are going to reach your desired destination. You are going to end up with a blessed life. You are going to end up with a lot of joy. You are going to end up with very little misery. My wife was talking the other day, and she was saying a saying that I've said for years, and that is, you know, so many times people's lives are like soap operas. Soap operas are one television medium I do not understand, because everybody's family that I know of has melodrama in it. It has, you know, people who are givers and takers, and people who are high maintenance and low maintenance, and people who are very outgoing, and then you've got people who are introverts. You've got people who are faithful and unfaithful. You've got people who want to live within boundaries, and people who want to live without boundaries, and all of that creates so much drama that I don't see the need for soap operas and things like that, unless it's like, you know what, their life is more messed up than mine is, and so I feel better about that. When God actually wants us to say, you know what, if you will read the Word of God, if you will listen to me, if you will honor me as Jehovah God, as the Lord, the self-existent or eternal one, I am going to lead you in the paths of righteousness for my namesake, and my glory is going to cover the earth. So praise the Lord for that. Also in the Old Testament, back in the book of Genesis, I started talking about this on another broadcast. I don't remember exactly what day it was, but it was where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac on Mount Moriah. In Genesis chapter 22 is where I'm turning here. And it says in verse number 1, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offerings and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. And here, listen to this statement of faith. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide him for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything for him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it said, in this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. And in verse number 14 there, that phrase, that title, the Lord will provide, is Jehovah Jireh. And if you will look back at Abraham's statement there earlier in the passage, it says God will provide for himself. He will provide for himself. And so we're thankful that God is going to provide for this radio program. Listen, he was providing. This was an offering to be made to the Lord. That's what it was. And by the way, in case you missed the earlier broadcast and you have some misgivings about this passage of scripture saying how could God ask Abraham to sacrifice his son, you need to realize that in that time, in that culture, every god, every people, they made child sacrifice to try and appease the gods. And so when Jehovah asks Abraham to do this, it's not really that much out of the norm because everybody else was offering children to their gods. The only difference is that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would come to know later, Jehovah God, he's the only one who stepped in and stopped the sacrifice and said, I'm going to make the sacrifice myself. And so today, you can see in his name, Jehovah Jireh, that God will provide. God will see to it. You can know that when you are crying out to God, like he taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, that this name disarms a spirit of poverty. I have a special desire for every person in my congregation, and that is I pray that God blesses them into the highest tax bracket. And some people say, well, wait a minute. I don't know if I want to pay all of those taxes. Listen, if I've got that kind of income, and God is the source of that, then he will not only provide the income, but he'll provide for the taxes. And I'd much rather be God break the spirit of poverty in my life than I would to be dependent upon man for the next crumb of bread that may or may not come. So today, if you are suffering from financial lack, I want to encourage you. Just begin the journey right now to make an offering to the Lord. When Abraham and his men and Isaac began the journey, you can look, you can see. They had the wood, they had the fire, and they had the knife, but they didn't have the substance of the offering. But they made the journey, they started off with what they had, and they said, God is going to provide, everything else that we don't have. I'm preaching myself happy here today. this is a great way to go into the weekend, because a lot of people don't want to even begin the journey until they have everything in place and all of their ducks in a row. And then we wonder why we don't see any new revelation from God. I want to encourage you today to begin the journey. I can testify to you that several years ago, it would have been in 1997, we had 4 months of time on a radio station. It was one time a week, and we were behind on our salary. We didn't have much money in the bank, but God had told me to do this radio program, and I started it. I did it for 4 months, and after 4 months, God said, "Well, how's that radio program going?" By the way, this is one of the reasons why I ask you for impact, because or for input, because I want to make sure that we are being faithful stewards of God's resources, and want to make sure that we are impacting people, not just doing something that's spinning our wheels. We want to be faithful, effective stewards. But so God challenged me, and I still remember the figure, and it was about the equivalent of 1 week salary, of which I was 10 weeks behind when we began this journey. And so after 4 months, and literally receiving no feedback, there wasn't one letter, one email, one phone call, there wasn't any finances that came in or any of that, God said, "So how's that radio program going?" And I said, "God, it's not going well at all." And he said, I want you to start giving to missions. I want you to start actually... Let me rephrase that. He said, I want your church to start tithing to missions. And we said, yes, Lord, we will make the journey. And we started off the journey. We were getting ready to have the church's 45th anniversary, and we didn't have the money to do what we needed to do to get there. But we said, God, we are going to start tithing to missions. And we did. We made the commitment, and here's what happened. As soon as we made that commitment, there were people that started coming into the church. People started getting saved, and finances began to increase. God was revealing himself to me as the pastor, as Jehovah Jireh, that he takes care of his church. He takes care of his saints. And so when we started this radio program in 2013, again, the resources weren't there. To a large extent, they're still not there. But we are on the journey, and Jehovah Jireh causes us to continue to pursue, because we believe that God is going to provide. He is going to provide whether there's a need in the physical. He's going to provide for any emotional needs, and he will provide in the spirit realm as well. Your God is sufficient to meet your need. Jesus Christ shall supply all your needs. And so I just want to praise the Lord for that, because there may be somebody who's listening right now, and when you sit down to look at your bills, there are more bills than there are income. There's too much time before the next payday, and too many bills that need to be paid before that. And so I want to ask you to look at the situation right now, and I want to ask a very poignant question. Are you being obedient to the Lord? Are you walking in covenant with God? Are you allowing God to be Lord over your finances as well as Lord over your sins? You want him to forgive you of of your sins. You want that. You want him to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. But he wants not just to be Lord over one compartment of our lives. He wants to be Lord over everything. We just came through election season, and thank the Lord that we have some reprieve before political commercials start up again. Hallelujah. And so, but a lot of people vote as to the candidate who is going to affect their wallet. You know what? I don't do that. I don't vote according to economic policy. I vote for people whose values line up with what I see in the Word of God, that value life, that value honor, that are people of integrity. Those are things that I want. You know, I believe that God wants to empower us. And so I want to ask you, because I don't believe God wasn't going to reveal himself as Jehovah Jireh if Abraham stayed where he was. Abraham had to begin the journey. He began the journey with an incomplete supply, but he was a man of faith, and he knew that Isaac and he were coming back, and the sacrifice was going to be provided by God. And so today, I tell you what, I think I'm going to do, because on yesterday's broadcast, I prayed a prayer of salvation at the end, and if I didn't have enough time to really put out there that if you have asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life as a result of one of these broadcasts, I would be so thrilled to be able to hear from you, to rejoice with you. Heaven rejoices whenever one person repents of their sins. And so we would love to be able to rejoice with you. It is one of the reasons why we are here. But today I want to close out the broadcast, and I want to pray that God will manifest himself in your life as Jehovah Jireh, whether you're needing a job, whether you need a financial blessing, whatever it might be, I want to pray that God will supply everything that you need, that he will supply the revelation, that he will supply the faith. Listen, he supplies the grace. He gives to every man a measure of faith, and he gives us the grace that we need to be saved. And so I'm very thankful. Everything we need, God gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to come to you and I want to thank you that you are Jehovah God. You are the self-existent one. You are the eternal God. Lord, you are God all by yourself. And I'm so thankful that you don't need us nearly as much as we need you. You choose to partner with us. You chose to redeem us, and we're thankful for those choices. But now, God, I pray for people who are listening to this broadcast, Lord, for any need that they might have in their life. Lord, whether it's vision for their future, Lord, if it's a job, someone, I just believe somebody right now is in need of a car. And God, I pray that you would meet that need right now. I don't know who that is, but God, I pray right now that if there's a person in need of a vehicle, that you would be Jehovah Jireh and miraculously provide for that. I pray, God, that there would be people who would experience financial bounty, that they would experience healing physically and emotionally, and Lord, all their spiritual needs would be met. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can pray with you about anything, we would love to hear from you. Hopefully, we'll see you at church on Sunday morning, 10:30 or 6:30 Sunday night. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25: He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more.